How schools can protect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students from drug harms. This resource is designed for teachers of students in Year 7 to 12. It contains information about how teachers and school staff can create an inclusive environment and provide factually accurate information about drugs and alcohol for students. The key messages of this fact sheet are: teachers are the most accessed health promotion source for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students. As a teacher, create a safe and welcoming school culture to protect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students from drug harms. Celebrate cultural identity and diversity in all school processes.
How teachers and schools can protect students against alcohol and drug-related harms. The school social environment is a key influence in the development of young people. It is an important setting to promote health and well-being. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people have indicated that schools and teachers are their preferred and most frequently accessed source of health-related information. School-based factors, such as teaching approaches and the school environment, create a greater sense of community, attachment, and performance, which are associated with reduced alcohol and drug-related harms. It is important to create a school culture in which Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students feel welcome. This can be achieved when schools and teachers positively promote cultural identity and a school environment without violence, racism, and discrimination. It also helps to promote positive and high expectations for their students' potential to achieve.
What can schools and teachers do? Here is a list of what schools and teachers can do to help students. Firstly, teachers should express beliefs that each student has the capacity to reach their goals. Set high and realistic expectations of achievement for all students. They should also encourage students to engage in extracurricular activities, for example, sports or cultural activities. They can incorporate and celebrate cultural identity and diversity in all school processes and activities, in and outside the classroom. Promote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander role models and value Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander staff within the school. Support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students, their family and community. Teachers should aim to have community involvement in the planning and delivery of school processes and curriculum. This can assist in integrating Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspectives, ideas, and content in the lesson plans and processes. For example, by getting to know the parents and community members and valuing the input of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander teachers and Aboriginal education workers. Employ and support quality teachers who have experience in cross-cultural settings and can tailor their teaching to the cultural background of the students. Build relationships with students and set high but reasonable expectations for students.
Correcting common misconceptions about drug and alcohol use. As a teacher, you can help by correcting common misconceptions that young people have about alcohol and other drugs. Myths about prevalence contribute to risk through normalizing use and normalizing the impacts of risky drinking or binge drinking. One of the most widely held misperceptions is the idea that it is common or normal to use drugs. In fact, the vast majority of young people have never tried an illegal drug. Also, while there is a stereotype that many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people drink alcohol, more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people abstain from drinking than other Australians.